Michael O'Halloran, position is forward and club is Blackrock.
All right, Michael, you're obviously the champion, so obviously you had a fantastic Red FM Senior Hurling League last year.
Yeah, it was good. In fairness, we played the Bears in the semi-final and went to extra time. It was a good game, pocket ball between us, and then following week then we played Sarahs in the final. There's a good run of games in the summer, which is good. It was well organised last year and it was finished in the summer, so it was good for us. But then 2 weeks later we got knocked out of the championship, so but we'll be looking to play well again in the league this year. So yeah,
certainly so. The league, I suppose, obviously it's a great preparation for the championship, and I suppose teams are really kind of taking it up a level over the last couple of years.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose it's a run of games in the summer, and I think it was changed last year, the structure, so a lot of games in the summer. And fellas are well focused, and I suppose some fellas going away on J1s, but competitive league games as well. So yeah, it's been very good the last few years.
Would you have had many fellas gone on J1s now last year? Or
not last or even year, this but year. I think a few this year, all right. So. Yeah. But we'll be grand now. Hopefully we get a few lads from the intermediates who won the intermediate championship last year. So a few of them hopefully break through, and the under-21s were very good as well this year. So there's a lot of competition, I suppose, for places as well. So yeah.
And you're out again now next Thursday, so looking forward to a competitive game early on.
Yeah, good to get the ground running, I suppose, against Sarahs. Know what you're going to expect from them. We haven't much done, but we'll start to get going now and start getting a few games, so it'll be good to get the games in.
Yeah, I suppose championship's still 2 months away, so
yeah, perfect. But it comes around quick enough, you know, so playing April 17th against Aaron's Own, so we want to get a good bank of preparation in now before that, so that starts next Thursday against Sarahs.
So it'll be a good year now for Blackrock. What's the target?
Target is always the same, but I suppose hopefully we can kick on now with the intermediate. They were very good, in fairness, Bleecker Dove in the final, so hopefully we get a few of those lads, and one game at a time, I suppose.
And retaining the Red FM Senior Hurling wouldn't be bad either.
Yeah, that wouldn't be bad either, I suppose, yeah, and one game at a time, I suppose.
Thanks, yeah.
Cheers.
Killian Tracy, killer, halfback.
All right, Killian, I suppose the Red FM Senior Hurling League starting very, very soon. You'll be looking forward to getting back on the pitch.
Yeah, can't wait. Great positivity amongst the group. We've been training hard the last couple of weeks, probably going on about 1 or 2 months now, so we're all looking forward to it. Yeah,
yeah. And talk to us about your last year for Killian, like how it went.
It was okay, I suppose. We're kind of disappointed with the first game, although there was a good tally put up against us by Napiershik. But we have them now in the first round in 2 weeks' time of the Senior League, so we're hoping to put up a good score against them.
Exactly, yeah. And it's, I suppose, ideal preparation for championship. Still 2 months away, I guess, but still in the back of your mind.
Yeah. Oh, look, we're looking forward to it.
And come here, what would be a good year for Killian in 2020?
Well, I suppose looking at the league, it's Division 1. There'll be a lot of top tier teams in there, so it will be difficult. But I know we do have Roy on the championship, as it's kind of gone out to Senior B now. Although it will be really competitive there too, with Father O'Neill's coming up and with the likes of Ken Turk coming down from Senior A like us. So.
Yeah, good East Cork derby, so Father O'Neill's there. I suppose different championship as well this year, so that brings its own challenges, I guess.
Yeah, completely different. It'll be interesting to see how the whole format kind of plays out, and with the one team going up and getting relegated. So at least every kind of club is guaranteed 3 games anyway in the summer.
Exactly, yeah. And I suppose the Red FM Senior Hurling League then ideal preparation for the championship heading into
Top team. We're playing the top teams, and we'll be going down to Senior B down for championships, so we'll see where that goes.
Perfect. Best luck with it, buddy.
All right, thanks very much.
Thanks, lad.
Donica Murphy, Douglas, halfback.
Okay, Donica, we're here at the launch of the Red FM Senior Hurling League. I suppose, how important is the Red FM Senior Hurling League for you?
Well, it's a great way to start off the year, first of all. It's a great way to have the good foundation throughout the year. So, like that now, all of us are looking forward to it now. So we're training away hard, so it's a good good start to the year, of course.
And you're out on Sunday as well, supposed to be looking forward to getting back in the pitch after.
Yeah, of course, especially after the winter months now, it's good to get a blowout. That's the main thing.
Not running laps of the pitch anymore.
No, that's it.
And come here, talk to me about Douglas's year last year. I mean, like, how happy, how disappointed were you?
Well, like, of course, obviously you want to be winning something. That's the goal for every club. So, like, finishing mid-table now isn't ideal, but look, we've just got to drive on now again this year and keep the heads up.
And I suppose the main championship is still 2 months away, but the league, ideal preparation for it, I guess.
Yeah, of course. Like that now, we have a lot of players now coming into the team, a lot of young fellas. We just got to show them now exactly what it takes now in the league to get it up to championship standard.
And a bit of a change in the championship this year as well, which you must be excited about.
Yeah, of course. Like that now, it's just it's all very open. It's the main thing now, so like that now, we'll get through the first couple of games and go from there.
Excellent. Best luck, Will.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Patrick Rourke, centre forward from the Pershing.
You sounded a bit dodgy there when you said centre forward.
Yeah, I'm kind of a bit all over the place the last couple of years. I was centre back for a couple of years, centre forward for another couple of years, so whatever they put me, that's kind of the way it goes.
No preference, just as long as you're in the 15, so?
No preference once I'm in the 15. Kind of a, I'm one of these unselfish fellas. I'm all about the team, so just hoping the team perform and whatever I can play, I'll play there, yeah.
Mayor, we're at the launch of the Red FM Senior Hurling League tonight. Competitive hurling back on the horizon, which you must be looking forward to after the winter.
Oh yeah, definitely. I haven't had a couple of months off. I play rugby in the winter, but it's great. Some of the lads have had a few months off now and they're only just waiting to get going now again, so can't wait for it. Love the league. League is great. We seem to have a good few games now coming up on Sundays, so it's great to be playing the game every weekend. So bring it on, as they say.
And you got to the semi-final of it last year, which I suppose shows you the seriousness which you took it last year.
Yeah, we went very well for the first couple of months. Unfortunately, against ours, we were well beat up in Mayfield. What happened to us, a couple of fellas went on holidays and a couple of fellas were injured, so yeah. They had a strong team, we had a weak team, and the score kind of tells us what happened, really.
Overall, looking back in 2019, how would you rate it from the Pearshire?
It was a tough one. We kind of had a new selection last year. Eamon Ryan was with us. Unfortunately, he got a bit sick, so he was missing. So we were kind of a bit all over the place then, you know. But as a whole, I'll kind of take it as a positive. We have a good few young fellas, so they're a year older now this year. And, you know, it's great now to have the young fellas coming on. And
I suppose the league is perfect for them as well, isn't it?
Oh yeah, the league is perfect for the young fellas, you know. It brings them on a lot and it's great now to see the team coming together, so it'd be great now for the year.
I know championship is still 2 months away, but it's still in the back of your mind, I imagine.
Yeah, and a good structure this year, this kind of group stage structure, so everyone's guaranteed 3 games. So we have the Bears, Carrigtwohlin, the Glen, or lovely the Glen. So no group is easy, really. Every team is great in the senior hurling, so we look forward to it and we'll drive on.
So that'll be a good year. What's the target?
The target is to win everything, really, you know. Like, I'm playing senior now 12 years and very unfortunate not to have a county in my pocket, we're just going to go every game, win every game and see where it goes, and hopefully we can get close to the top.
Best luck with it, kid.
No bother, thank you.
Daniel Dooley, Brader Rovers and forward.
Daniel, we're here at the launch of the Red FM Senior Hurling League, I suppose competitive hurling just around the corner. You must be looking forward to it after the winter, I guess.
Yeah, we're raring to go now. So first game now, we've the Bears now Sunday week, so down at home, so looking forward to that.
Yeah, and I suppose ideal preparation for the championship as well. I know it's still 2 months away, but still perfect preparation for it.
Yeah, exactly. It gives the league gives chance for some of the young fellas to get a bit of game time, and to be able to show their hand in good competition for places. So it's ideal start. For the young lads and to get going, get preparation for the championship. Yeah.
And who do you have in your championship group this year?
We have Ballymartle in first game, and then Father Neils and Kilworth, yeah.
Yeah, so 3 tough games. I suppose no easy groups, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's fairly balanced, you just have to prepare well, and it's going to be tough, give it a go on, yeah.
Looking back on last year, I mean, how happy or disappointed were you, I suppose, with your 2019?
Yeah, we were beaten by Ballyhay in the championship, so I was a bit disappointed, all right, but look, we're down senior A now this year, so it's very competitive, there's nothing between any of the teams, so we're we've a lot of young lads coming through, so kind of a small bit of transition, so hoping to kick on.
What's the target now for this year, for 2020?
I suppose just basically not looking for one game at a time, so Ballymartin now on the weekend of the 26th of April, so look, we just focus on ourselves and train hard and give it a go and see where it takes us.
Perfect, best luck of the year.
Cheers, thanks very
much. Thanks, lad.
William Kearney, Sarsfield's halfback.
And William, we're here to launch the Red FM Senior Hurling League, and I suppose the league, very important preparation heading into the championship.
Yeah, I was just saying it to one of the lads, for us it's a big part of our preparation. If you look back at the last 3 years, we won 2 finals and we lost 1, so we place a massive emphasis on it in terms of getting our preparation right for championship.
Yeah, I mean, you must be looking forward to it as well, I suppose, long, hard winter training's over and get back into the playing field.
Yeah, this is the first year we've gone back early doors in January, and we've had kind of hard months of training behind us. In the last 2 or 3 years, we kind of went back a bit later in February trying to keep that freshness for championship. I think with the new structure this year, it places a greater emphasis on teams to get up to speed early, so those league games first are going to be very important.
Who's in your group in the championship?
I know 2 games this year, our first league game and our first championship game. We've Blackrock next Thursday, and we've Middleton in the first championship game, so I think we're not looking too far beyond Blackrock and Middleton.
Yeah, Middleton, not an easy game any time of the day, is it?
No, I think last year, you look at the end of the year, how it finished, you'd Sars Milton in the under-21 county final. There was a flip of a coin in that. I think we're looking to take great strength from that performance, that win for our young lads, and we're looking for some of those really to put pressure on some of the other lads this year.
What's the target for Sars now this year?
I think it's to build on what we did last year. We got beaten well in the league final by Blackrock, so we'll be looking to rectify that. And I think last year we weren't happy how we finished it with McKilly. And I suppose we think we have a lot of unfinished business there. So we'll be looking at just as well as building last year and go a step further.
Best luck for 2020.
Thanks very much.
Jack Doyle, Charleville, half forward or midfield.
Half forward or midfield, do you have a preference?
Either or, as long as I'm in the 15.
As long as you're in the 15. Come here, we're at the launch of the Red FM Senior Hurling League tonight, competitive hurling just around the corner, which must be a relief, I suppose, after the long winter of training.
Yeah, true, actually. I was kind of disappointing when we won the Premier Intermediate County, we didn't get up to the Senior League, but now we proved ourselves to get up to the big boys.
So how has, I suppose, the pre-season training been going?
It's been good so far, yeah. We've had a challenge match now last weekend, so we're going well.
Going to hit the ground running, so.
Yeah, well, that's it, yeah.
I suppose the league as well, ideal preparation for championship going down the road, isn't it?
What's that?
It's ideal preparation for championship, I suppose, the Red FM Senior Hurling League.
Yeah, it is. Playing like some Middleton, the Glen. We were at the Glen to extra time last year in championship, so now hopefully we get to play all the other big boys and give them a good game.
Who do you have in your group in the championship this year?
We have Bendon, Fermoy and Mallow.
So no easy games there.
No easy game, yeah.
What's the target for Charleville so far this year?
Hopefully do a good league campaign and hopefully push on the championship, get up to Senior 1 or Senior Premier.
Excellent. Very best luck at it.
Thank you very much.
Sean Sullivan, Middleton, fullback.
All right, Sean, we're here at the launch of the Red FM Senior Hurling League, competitive hurling just around the corner, which must be a relief, I suppose, after the long winter of training.
Yeah, it's been great, really.
Who do you have first up now?
We've started in April, 19th, I think, but I'm sure something important anyway, and we're building on it.
I suppose the league, a perfect preparation, I suppose, to get you up to speed for the championship in 2 months' time.
Oh, yeah, we'll be using it well. We've been back training now a while and training hard, but I don't know, we're definitely going to use league anyway, as much to our benefit, to get stronger, fitter, and faster, and get our hurling up to scratch.
And all that focus on Sars, I suppose.
Yeah, it's definitely something to look forward to. One of the other big teams in Cork, like, so definitely motivate us very.
Yeah, and I suppose the new championship this year, everyone's going three games, I suppose, so it's a bit of a change.
Oh yeah, it's a step up. You kind of know you're not kind of out straight away, and that you have a chance anyway if the first game doesn't go to plan. But Chuck will be looking to give it to Sarahs anyway.
And what's the target now for Middleton this year?
First most, just starting with the league, just try to have a good league campaign, and then if everything's going right, hopefully just bring it into championship and push it on.
Is there a feeling in the squad you can have a tilt off this year?
I know, I suppose, with anyone, there always is. Every squad feels that way. So look, so the league goes and we drive it on.
Excellent, very best luck of it.
Thanks so much.
Micheál McSweeney, cornerback, Newstone.
All right, Micheál, we're here at the launch of the Red FM Senior Hurling League, which means competitive hurling is just around the corner. You must be fed up with running laps to the pitch at this stage, so looking forward to getting back on the pitch.
Yeah, we're like playing football already anyway, so we've nearly 2 weeks of football games down, so it's hurling now again.
Yeah.
Flat to the mat now.
Yeah, looking forward to getting back into the league action, the Red FM Senior Hurling League.
Yeah, it's the league we want to be in. We got relegated this year now to Senior B, so it's at least we're still playing the best teams in the county, so hopefully now we'll push on. Start the league, push on to Senior A again next year.
Yeah, exactly. And I suppose, what are the targets now for 2020?
Definitely, yeah. I suppose championship now is the main target. Get up, back up Senior A, where we want to be. We deserve to be down Senior B. We got relegated on merit, so now this year is about pushing on and making the wrongs right, and hopefully get back up Senior A next year.
Who's in your championship group?
Killa is our first game, and then we're playing Cloyne and Kenturk as well.
So no easy games in that group. So.
It's like the new championships now have made every grade near to impossible to win. So they're the games we want to be playing. It seems still senior hurling, so hopefully we can push on with our first game against Killa and drive on in for the next few games after that.
It guarantees you 3 games as well, which is always a plus.
Yeah, it's a big plus, especially for a place like us. Now, we only 2 games last year, and they're so spaced out too. We played championship in April and played again in September. It's a bit of a disaster, so at least we know we're playing in April, at least 2 more games after that, so keep everyone fresh, everyone training, it's the main thing.
And the league ideal preparation for that, trying different fellas out, trying the younger fellas out and all that?
Yeah, we've a great minor team now. They won the minor A county last year, so we'll have definitely 4 or 5 of us pushing on this year, which is a big thing. And we still, I don't think there's anyone retiring this year, so which is a big help also.
Very best luck with the year.
Cheers, thanks very much.
Brian Moylan, Glen Rovers, halfback.
Brian, we're here at the launch of the Red FM Senior Hurling League, I suppose. Competitive hurling just around the corner, you must be excited.
Yeah, look, it's it gets the year started for us, like, you know, but it's probably not ideal conditions for playing hurling in, but it's good to get the year up and running again.
How has the off-season been for you?
Richie be good that way, he just leaves the tip away yourself, you come back in some sort of reasonable condition, and we're back at it there now the last 2 or 3 weeks, so we're getting things going again.
Championship as well this year, it's a different format, I mean, guaranteed 3 games, it's an exciting change.
It's different, I suppose, but look, I'd still be very much against playing one game in April and then sitting around for 2, 3, 4 months before things get going again. Like, for me, I think if there was no game in April, then teams wouldn't be back training in the bad weather in January, February, March. You know, if everything just kicked off as soon as the intercounty season was over, then you wouldn't have teams training in these poor conditions, you know.
Yeah, so have it all just like very compacted kind of season, week after week kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, like, you know, there's no point training for 9 months before things get serious, like, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that'd be my opinion on it.
Is it hard to stay focused, I suppose, then? Like, is it?
Not to stay focused, it's just the season's very long for players when, you know, it doesn't, knockout championship doesn't start till August, September. Training for 9 months beforehand, that I don't really see the point in it, to be honest.
What's the target so for Glenn this year?
Well, look, we'll, same as every year, we'll give the league a rattle, we'll take it game by game, and we'll see where that takes us then.
Cormac Dooley, Aaron Zone, and fullback.
All right, Cormac, new campaign 2020. How are you feeling kind of going in to kick it all off again?
Feeling good, I suppose. We're back about a month now. We had a good layoff last year, being we were kind of mid-table in the league, and we kind of got knocked out of the championship early August. So, kind of lads, we're anxious to get back and kind of make things right this year rather than.
Did that kind of fuel the fire going back into pre-season then this year to try and get further and kind of go further this year in 2020?
Absolutely, yeah. Like, we've a new management now this year and things have freshened up, and we've kind of, over the last couple of years, kind of in the same faces kind of player-wise. We've a lot of injection of young players now in this year, so it's nice to freshen things up and get things going again. You know, so.
Absolutely. Kind of, you were saying the season perhaps cut a bit short last season, but like, what were some of the highlights for the club, would you say?
Last year we played a preliminary round against Ballymartin. We had a good win there. It was a desperate day, so we were happy with that. And then the week after we played, and I suppose one of the games of the championship last year against Charleville, went extra time in Park Erin. We kind of thought we had it, and then we kind of left it go, and we came back to draw at a normal time. And fair play to them, they pulled away there towards the end, but it was right in the melting pot up until the end. But no, ultimately disappointment against Kent Turk, you know, we never got going, couldn't get out of the blocks, you know, the layoff that we had, but no excuses, you know, just look forward to this year.
What would you kind of be hoping to do a bit different to get a bit further maybe this season?
Well, I suppose the new structure is something kind of that we're looking to, and we're saying that, you know, the April game, the championship game in April is kind of the big one for every club, you know. If you win that, you can kind of maybe kind of look forward and plan ahead to your winter or your August and your September, rather than kind of, whereas if you lose that, you're kind of under pressure straight away. So it's kind of a once off do or die game in April to kind of define your season. So we're definitely focusing on that game in April to try and maybe get over the line and plan out the summer then.
Mid-table finish last season, what would you say would be a good season to look back on in 2020? What would you say would be the ideal place for you to be in this time next year?
Yeah, well, definitely we'd be looking to kind of progress a bit further in both league and championship, you know. We take the league fairly seriously with Aaron's Own, you know. It's a good place to kind of blood new players, but also to kind of pick up a bit of momentum and a few wins and get a bit of a winning mentality going before a championship game. So we'll definitely be taking both of them seriously, and we'll be looking to definitely get further than we did in the last year in both of them, because I know, like, we've always been making league kind of quarterfinals, semi-finals. So I suppose last year was a bit disappointing not to make quarterfinals, so we'll be definitely looking for that this year.
I suppose just finally, you're back now training about 4 weeks. Physically and kind of mentally, how do you feel yourself as a player going in? Like, are you kind of geared up for it? Like, do you feel ready to get out there, like, and play games?
Well, yeah, definitely. Well, as I said, with the long layoff we had, I think everyone in the club was kind of rushing to get back at the start of this year. But we've kind of gone in, and things have been fairly intense at the start. And like, no fella can come back kind of unfit or kind of not in shape anymore. You know, you kind of have to be ahead of the game. So, like, lads are fit, lads are ready to go, and at least the weather, we've got a bit of hurling into us in a few games already. So, no, things are looking good, and we're just looking forward to the start of the league now.